Jesse, is it a relief to be back home wearing purple?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a rollercoaster the last 2 weeks, but it still probably hasn't quite sunk in. You know, I haven't really got a residence yet or anything, but yeah, it's a pretty nice feeling to know that, you know, I'll be playing in Perth next year and at Optus Stadium.
Do you have any doubts at any stage that it wouldn't get done? There was a bit of toing and froing between the clubs.
Yeah, I think there was a stage where there wasn't quite an alignment between Melbourne and Fremantle, but we're able to work through that. So, so we're here now, but yeah, there was a period where I was getting a bit worried, and we're here now, so all good.
The club put a statement out on Friday saying they weren't pursuing the due diligence. How did you feel? Were you aware of what was going on behind the scenes at that stage? How were you feeling then?
Yeah, I wasn't actually in the country at that stage, so when I woke up, got on the phone with my manager just to chat through some of that stuff, and a lot of that was to do with Melbourne and Fremantle probably weren't on the same wavelength with what they wanted to get out of it. Then I came back to Perth and had a conversation with Ross and Peter and Steve, and came off the back of that, we're able to get something done. So, yeah.
How's the foot, Jesse?
Yeah, so I'm 9 weeks in, or 10 weeks in, I think, to my 12-week program. Obviously, I've had a lot going on, so I've been trying to keep a main focus on that as well, because I want to be, ready almost. Coming into pre-season, I want to be feeling as good as I possibly can and make sure I'm ready for round one. But yeah, it's going well, no hiccups, so hopefully start running in 2 or 3 weeks, maybe four, but yeah, feeling good.
How long will it be before you're in the main program in pre-season?
Yeah, look, to be entirely honest, I'm not too sure. I'll get another scan in a few weeks and go from there, but hopefully before Christmas I'll sit down with the docs and go through a bit more of a program, hopefully get a bit more of an outline, but yeah, I'm not entirely sure at this stage, but hopefully as soon as possible.
How tough was it to leave Melbourne, given that they're now firmly in the window and had a really exciting season?
Yeah, that's obviously a big factor. I got to the D's, and I think my first year they had three coaches and had won 3 or 4 games or something. So to come from the bottom and to see, the list now and, how close they are or potentially are to, playing in a flag or winning a flag, that was a serious factor going into this, but I sat down with Simon at the end of the year, and Simon Goodwin, that is, and had a really good chat about where I was, mentally and where I was as a footballer, and came to the conclusion that having a fresh start and playing in front of friends and family was probably a bit more important than the performance side at this stage of my career. Obviously, I do want to play finals and play in flags, but at this stage, it was more important for me to get back and be around my family and friends and have a fresh start.
So you've had a big 2 years, haven't you, with the passing of your dad and your own health issues. That, how much of a factor did that play into just the ability to be near family as you pursue your career?
Yeah, look, I couldn't say one negative thing about how Melbourne handled it. Melbourne were extremely supportive throughout the whole. It's not too often that you have two instances like that as close as they were together, and they were, I couldn't have asked for much more from their side of it. But at the same time, not being able to get back to Perth and having that pressure to perform week in, week out, and having other things in my mind probably start to affect my performance and my general well-being to the point where I've gotten to the point where I kind of started to venture into what might be best for me for on and off the field. So yeah.
Were you kicked 47 goals in 20 games. Do you take some pride in your ability to maintain that level of performance with everything that was going on in your life?
Yeah, so going into the season, I was probably in a really good headspace. More so last year, it was probably tougher to play out. This year, I went in feeling quite good and feeling quite fresh, and my body was feeling really good. Didn't have too many issues until the foot, obviously. But I had a really solid pre-season and went to the year confident. So, like you said, I 47 in 20 games, but at the same time I missed the finals and when you really want to play, so yeah.
It feels like every year almost since you've been in Melbourne there's been talk about you coming back to Freo. How seriously had you considered it before this year?
I think last year it was thrown up a bit spontaneously, and there was a conversation that I had with Ross and Nathan if that was the case, but that didn't eventuate. But yeah, probably not until this year had I seriously considered it. It was always in the back of my mind, but not until this year had I seriously considered coming back.
And what is it about Freo, about the club, that made you wanted to come across?
Yeah, like I said, I caught up with Nat last year and Ross, in the case that there was, a bit of a random trade. And the way they were kind of talking, and they kind of gave me a bit of a 5-year plan, and it kind of aligned with where I was at. And then obviously this year we had further conversations about it, with a bit more in-depth conversations, and I kind of saw it aligned with where I was at, and I kind of agreed with, with what Nathan, Ross was saying. So it was more the natural pull to Freo was off the back of those conversations.
Yeah. How do you see yourself playing alongside Rory Lobb?
Yeah, it's exciting. I think, he's probably got the same mindset as me. I think he just wants to get here and put his best foot forward and, train really hard and earn the respect of the playing group, and then hopefully if all goes well, there's a lot of talent in that forward line. We can, hopefully, be a, pretty scary forward line and attack. But, yeah, look, I'm not sure about him, but for myself, I just want to get to pre-season and earn the trust and respect of the playing group and go from there, to be honest. I don't want to think too much about, round one or the rest of it. It's more just that day one for me.
There's been a lot of talk from fans over the years that they really needed that big key forward, I suppose, ever since Pav left. Do you feel any pressure to be the man that is going to be that big forward taking the club?
The P word, Pavlich. No, look, like I said, look, I'm my own player. And I just want to get to the club and put my best foot forward. I think there's been a lot of talk about, power forward at Fremantle. But, yeah, look, like I said, I just want to, become my own player and, work really hard and earn my spot and earn the trust of Ross and Nathan, the playing group, and go from there. That's my main priority.
Jesse, some media commentators have accused the club of taking talent over character with your recruitment. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I've heard vague things about it, but, yeah, look, we've got along really well with Simon. Me and Simon are extremely close, had a conversation with him a few days ago, even after the trade was done. Really close to all the playing group. I've never had any on-field issues or off-field issues with any of any of my teammates or coaches, so I'm not really sure where too much of that's come from. But, I feel as though I can adapt. And I've had, like I said, 4 or 5 coaches in 6 years at the D's, and I think I got along with each of them. They're all pretty different from Paul Roos to Simon Goodwin. They're pretty different characters, but I got along with them very well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to know Ross and the playing group, but, yeah.
47 goals in 20 games is a good level to be at. Do you feel like there's another level in you ahead?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think, if I can put in a really good pre-season, I don't want to keep reiterating the same things, but I want to put in a really good pre-season, come into round one. I think there's a lot of talent in this list, and there's no reason why this team can't perform really well next year, and hopefully I can perform in that and play my role. And what goals look like, I don't really put a measure on goals. I think that's not so much a selfish trait, but it's a bit more, a bit more of a self-indulged sort of thing. As long as you're getting wins, I don't think goals are necessarily that as important, as long as I'm playing my role and I'm doing what Ross is saying. I think that's probably more important.
How did Ross and Nat sell the club to you, Jesse? What did they say?
I think they're just being honest. That was the biggest thing that came out of it. I think it's pretty easy to say things that sound nice, but I think they were genuine about the way they spoke about the club and the young talent they've got and the leaders they've got at the club. So most of it was off the back of that. I think, just reading the same message, over the kind of the last 2 or 3 times I met him was very consistent, which to me means it's genuine. So that was probably the driving factor for me to eventually pull the pin to want to come back to Freo.
Where do you see the list at? People are saying it's been a pretty successful trade period for Freo and maybe finals could be in the mix next year. Do you sort of see it that way?
I haven't looked too much into that side of it. We play Freo once a year and I watch them on TV a little bit, and obviously when I came I've looked at the list a little bit, but I think there's a lot of young talent. I think the last year, with Brayshaw and all these other young blokes that had performed, I think they've definitely got a good group of young kids, and like I said, they've got Nate and those older blokes to steer them in the right direction. So if everyone's working in the right direction and working hard, there's no reason why Fremantle and myself can't perform.
What are your experiences like of watching derbies from back in the day when you were growing up?
Yeah, look, to be fair, I was actually an Adelaide Crows supporter, so they weren't actually too big a deal for me. I used to watch them and it's pretty intense, and you know, I'm really looking forward to potentially playing in, you know, one or two of them next year. So, yeah, I haven't thought too much into, you know, the rivalry just yet. You know, I think this is the second time I've actually won the polo, so I don't exactly, you know, hate West Coast just yet. But, you know, yeah, look, yeah, it's exciting, but, yeah, not too much.
Have you had your tour through the stadium yet?
Optus?
Yeah.
No, I haven't actually been to Optus Stadium yet. The D's played there twice this year, and I was injured for both, so... yeah, hopefully sometime in the next few weeks, once Taylor Swift's moved out, I can go have a little look through.
Are you going to Taylor Swift?
I actually am. sitting down, though. Sitting down. Yeah, I've got a few tickets for that. So that will actually be my first time at Optus will be for Taylor Swift, but maybe don't hear that one.